Hello, hello. Welcome to the Embody Your Soul podcast. I am your host, Alexander Shelley, also known as a modern medium. And the mission of this podcast is to create a sacred space for us all to tap in and discover how we can connect to our divine selves through spiritual connection and best practices. If you are new here, thank you so much for finding me. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for tuning in on the magic every week, every month, whenever the heck you come back. And thank you for your support. I really, really deeply appreciate it. If you haven't already, make sure to give me a follow wherever you love to listen. And make sure to give me a follow on Instagram and Threads. I'm very, very active on both of those platforms. And if you would like to book a service with me, please head to my website at themodernmedium.com. So you guys, thank you so much always for coming back and your patience. And I'm really excited about what I have to talk about and my new offering and what's coming forward with my work. And I'll just kind of briefly share some updates with where I'm at. So of course, it's the new year, super crazy. It was the second New Year's Eve I actually spent alone, which was actually really nice. And I was very, very content. Last year in 2020, 2023, going into 2024 New Year's Eve, I was in my new apartment. I literally just arrived that day and I unpacked my books and organized my books and I was so happy and listening to music. It was amazing. And then this New Year's Eve, unfortunately, I had the flu, so I didn't feel great, but I was in bed. I was served dinner in bed while my family upstairs literally partied, and I watched The Last Holiday, which I arguably believe is literally the best movie ever, the best holiday movie ever, at least. And I was so happy. I was so content. And then for the last 30-something days, I've been in a deep devotion with the rose, learning and channeling the medicine of the rose, and it's been absolutely transformative. I totally underestimated it, to be quite honest. Like, I knew it was going to be amazing and transformative, but I didn't realize how massive it would be and what a shift it would create in my life. And it's really amplifying my journey. It's not so much like pushing me or rushing me or making things go faster, but it's amplifying. It's making things clearer so then I can actually move forward without so much in my way, if that makes sense. I mean, I already live pretty aligned. I'm already pretty clear and pretty intuitive, but it's almost like this diete, this devotion has created even deeper clarity within my body, even deeper clarity within, you know, myself and my intuition and my guides. And it's just been remarkable. So I'm very, very excited. And also there is kind of a new thing entering my life. And once that really gets solidified, I'll definitely share. But I'm definitely beginning to go down the path of a new chapter and a new direction within my career. Not that I'm going to stop being a psychic medium or anything, but it's just adding an extra and deeper layer. So I'm really excited about that. I just know that I'm meant to do things differently. At this moment, I can't exactly explain what, but I just know I'm meant to do things differently. I'm meant to go deeper. I'm meant to go broader, bigger, not broader, but just I'm meant to do really big things. And I it seems like this is a part of my path. So anyways, what I really want to share is the concept of intuition and the body. In order to really have a very embodied sense of your intuition, you have to be in your body. You have to have a safe connection and safety within your body, because if you do not feel safe within your body, it is very, very hard to embody intuition. Our vessel is a divine, delicious spacesuit. It is not a heavy, gross bag that we are carrying on this planet. It is the absolute opposite. But that's kind of the beauty and the craziness of free will, that we literally have the choice to treat it and recognize the intuitive powers and galactic gifts that we possess within this body, or we can absolutely treat it like literally a garbage, like a fucking garbage can. And we will feel that. We will feel that deeply. And that's what's so crazy about the soul animating our body is that, yes, like our bodies are resilient and it will do what it needs in order to heal or in order to dispose. But it behooves you to actually recognize the intuitive gifts that our bodies possess, because this is what I always talk about. If you've been a client of mine or if you've been listening for a while, that our bodies are the vessel. Our bodies unlock the, you know, the ways and the pathways to understanding our intuition. Our intuition is not just a flat, one-sided experience. It's an entire way of being. It's a whole experience. It's a sensorial, totally captivating experience. We do not have one senses with our body. We have multiple. We actually have more than we can count on our hand. So that's what's pretty remarkable, is we need to be able to have this close connection, have this safety and comfort within our bodies, so then we can actually pay attention to these cues and actually follow them. And it was interesting. I posted this on Threads and someone like argued against it. I'm like, okay, clearly there's something. Yeah. Anyways, it was just like, that's the opposite. But you cannot embody your intuition if you are not actually taking the action, like the literal physical action steps that intuition asks of you. Yes, receive intuition and you can think about it and intellectualize it, but nothing's going to happen if you don't actually act on it. When you actually act on your intuitive hits, you then create safety and trust within your body. You are telling yourself that you are a trustworthy source. You are someone that you can listen to, because what happens is, unfortunately, it goes both ways, but regardless, it leads down the road of I cannot trust myself. You either grew up in, you know, or had many experiences, unfortunately, that told you otherwise, that you are not a trustworthy source, that you cannot trust yourself, or like your intuition, like you are ostracized for your gifts, you're ostracized for your intuition. And then after that, you're like, well, I'm not going to listen to it anymore. I'm going to be punished in some way. Or you just are like scared of your intuition. You're scared of your gifts. You're scared of what they're going to bring you. You're scared of going deeper, because going deep and really tapping into intuition is revealing truth to you. It's revealing a vulnerability to you. It's revealing depths of you that you may be really nervous about, and that can create a lot of nervousness in the body. And that's what's quite interesting about intuition. Yes, it is like these subtle experiences within the body, but also intuition is the resonance of the soul, and soul energy can be very alarming at first. I remember when I was working with my first mentor, Melissa Wallace, she would say like, tell your human, tell your body it's safe. Tell your body it's okay opening up to spirit and opening up to your soul, because it's a high frequency. And when we're not used to this high frequency and like holding it, like literally holding it for a long amount of time, we think it's unsafe just because it's new, but it's not new. It's actually our original blueprint. It's just our ego, you know, we're born and we forget, yada, yada. So that is the work it takes. The work is allowing your body to feel safe, trusting your intuition. If you continue to just intellectualize your intuition and just think about it, but then not act on it, you are continually telling your body and your subconscious over and over again that you are an untrustworthy source and your body is not safe to trust your intuition. And that's also the thing is, you know, our body and our brains, they look for, you know, the negativity bias. They're looking for things that are negative so we can inherently be protecting ourselves. And with that negativity bias, we're always looking for information. But that's also the issue, is intuition is not going to give you all the information up front. The part of intuition that can be very challenging is having this trust, this sense of trust that you are really walking into the unknown and to the uncertainty. Intuition will only give you what's necessary in the moment and literally what you can handle. Because like we may not be able to handle the information, all the information right up front, and it will only give us that information. Not only that, but it's also a game of trust. It's not going to give us all the information because it's literally a game of trusting. We must trust intuition. And intuition also speaks in a way that is very level, is very grounded, and really is like very uncluttered, where anxiety is very chaotic, very all over the place, really just like tenses up your body and you feel really disempowered. So anyways, as you're hearing me talk about this, so much of intuition, what I have come to learn within the last 5 years and then within the last two and a half years of really becoming a sex magic devotee is I have the strongest intuition when I am in my body. I have the strongest sense and, you know, connection to my intuition when I am grounded in my body, because the body is the vessel for the soul, is the vessel for intuition. And yes, even though the soul is beyond and greater than the body, our body is housed within the soul, our body is the vessel that we are with. Our body is the vessel that we are with for the rest of this lifetime that we are in. And to deem yourself as stuck, to deem yourself as heavy, to deem yourself as, oh my God, I would rather be up there. It's very unfortunate. I would say that is such a major disservice to you and also to all the souls that have been waiting to incarnate on earth. It is an absolute honor to incarnate on earth. So honestly, like this may be really harsh, but like, how dare you? How dare you deem this as a punishment? Yes, there is pain. Yes, like it could be very brutal, but we chose to be here. We chose to incarnate here, and it is up to you to pay attention to how can you begin to build a life that is deeply connected to your body so then you can begin to live the life that you really desire, but live a more fulfilling, clear, grounded, beautiful, joyful, abundant life. So much abundance already comes from our body. I mean, think about it. Like our body literally produces chemicals and blood and all the things unconsciously. We don't have to actually will it into existence or think about it. It's literally happening. How abundant is that? Or even just the fact of like, let's say like, you know, we are sick. Our body naturally knows what to do. Our body is naturally fighting. And yes, we have medicine and do the things, but our body literally knows what it's supposed to do. Even down to like when we get a cut, our body knows what to do. How beautiful is that? How abundant is that? The abundance we have is already within us. We already possess the abundance, which is our body. So I hope you enjoyed this beautiful, beautiful speech, because this is leading into my new like offer and my new service that I'm so excited to share. And it is called the Intuitive Path. And the Intuitive Path is a 6-month program. And it is a combination of course, all the work I already do, psychic mediumship, Reiki healings, but my integrative trauma practitioner training and coaching, and the practices that will be a part of this is anything down to breath work, to body trauma liberation, to somatics, body mapping, and to trauma-informed mindfulness. And in this program, we will obviously begin with what is holding you back, where do you feel held back in your life, and of course, like trying to map that within your body. And then through that, we're going to understand like how your body is speaking, where your body is speaking to you, and really begin to go through those practices. And I'll also do a lot of healing with you too and on you as well, so we can begin to really clear space and really begin to release and integrate, really begin to unearth what is going on. And then we'll begin to tap in and kind of go, you know, back and forth with the, you know, somatics and body trauma liberations, and understanding how your intuition speaks to you, how how your soul speaks to you, how you speak and how you integrate the universe within your body. So much of this program is really about building trust within your vessel, within your body, so you can actually embody intuition. And also, for the record, so body trauma liberation, it may sound like very like, whoa, that sounds very kind of, I guess, gnarly, like very California of me to say, but I don't know what else to say. It can sound very gnarly, but it really isn't. It's actually quite, it's very non-threatening, and it's a lot simpler and gentler than I expected. It's a very simple combination of movements that allow you to release and move through, let's say, locked emotion or locked trauma in the body that your mind would otherwise have trouble kind of moving through. We can't all do it just in our mind. We have to drop into the body. Really, think about it. Intuition speaks through the body and then the mind follows. Anxiety begins in the mind and then the body follows. So we are actually going body first. We are moving with the body. We're exploring shapes. We're exploring what is going on and mapping, literally walking through our soul, our spirit through the body. And then you and I just begin to really build trust together. And this is a longer program for a reason, because this isn't like a quick fix. This is a very devoted, very dedicated practice to really anyone who, let's say, like, you're already a beautiful practitioner, but you keep feeling like, you know, just coming across roadblocks of like, oh, like I just can't seem to like get in my body, and like I can't seem to like move forward, like in my intuition. I feel very, let's say, like I feel very crown chakra. You feel like you're really good at kind of going high into the astral planes, but it's about like bringing your intuition down into your body, boots on the ground. Or let's say like you are diving into your practices, but you have a really hard time like really fully trusting yourself. I have come across way too many beautiful people, clients and friends, and like, you know, clients and friends of mine, students as well, who are so magical and so powerful, but they just are so caught up with their doubt. They're so caught up with perfectionism. They're just so caught up in the mental that they are not allowing themselves to be in the body. And so this is where I help you create a very, very safe space within your body, within our container, so you can feel safe within your body, so you can actually act on intuition, so you can actually listen to it. And it's just so major, and I'm so, so excited about it. So that's really all I'll share. And if you are interested, please email me at hello@themodernmedium.co, or you can DM me at @themodernmedium_. And I'm really, really excited to share more about it. And we can just dive deeper into what that will look like, how many sessions that will be, the flow of the session. It's kind of will... Yes, like I do have like a structure, but like it will be a lot more custom to you based on like where you're at and how much, let's say how much like emotions that you need to move through, how much you need to move through, and also like what you're eager to do. Because let's say towards the tail end of the 6 months, like you're like, I just like, we're really, really more focused on like the body, body, body. Or there's some people that may be like, okay, like, Let's talk to my spirit guides. Let's focus on some clairs. Like, I'm down for that. It's really a container for you, but the main focus is how can we begin to drop into the body and really embody your intuition? How can we begin to create safety within our vessel so we can feel empowered to trust ourselves, and our body feels empowered to trust ourselves, and we stop letting our mind get in the way of our body and allowing the body to lead us? It's so, so crucial for, you know, just living a beautiful, delicious, like, present life. So anyways, I love you guys so, so much. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will catch you next time. Again, make sure to follow me wherever you love to listen. Make sure to follow me on Instagram @themodernmedium_, as well as on Threads, which is the very same handle. I'm very active on both. And also, what was I going to say? And if you'd like to book a session with me, please head to my website @themodernmedium.com. I love you guys oh so much, and I'll see you next time.